The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on the shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them. "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. This is a tricky one. It's a really tricky one. What does Mark want us to hear in his commentary here, that they had not understood the incident of the loaves? On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. And he wants us to have some look at this scene and to start asking ourselves the question whether or not our hearts are hardened to what is being revealed in and through Jesus here to this point in his gospel. And he makes reference to it. We have the incident of the loaves, the feeding of 5,000. And I think I'm not trying to say we get it wrong, but we are inclined to read, quote unquote, the incident of the loaves as a demonstration of Jesus's divinity. And we kind of put it in this bucket of miracles and we say, yeah, look at the miracles of Jesus. It's clear that he was God. And yet, again, by this point in Mark's gospel, it's clear that he wants to open that up for us. We're going to walk that way. But he's much clearer about the fact that this is Jesus the Messiah. And this is what it means to be the Messiah. So there's something already going a bit deeper here. Because, of course, when we call something a miracle and we see that Jesus is doing them with some regularity, then already the distance between him and us is growing, right? And we could say, okay, that's great. Well, it should be because he's Jesus and we're not Jesus. Okay, so there's a right way to see that. There's also a wrong way to see that. What if it is that what Jesus is showing here in these quote-unquote miracles is actually not the power of God, but the power of man? What if there's some latent potentiality within us that was killed off by the sin of Adam that Jesus is now bringing to life in his person? He's showing us the full power and stature of man. The man has control over the elements. Man can walk on water. You don't believe me? Maybe our hearts are hardened. Jesus is affecting a renewal from within. And he's showing us what that new life looks like. The full potentiality of man realized. Yeah, Jesus is the man. And his miracles, even if we go back to, say, a more philosophical approach to Jesus and his miracles, he works his miracles through his humanity. His humanity is the means by which he affects those miracles. So it's still there. It's revealing something about who we are. Because we take, you know, it's like, okay, Jesus stratified like this level, this level, this level. This level, miracles can't touch it. This level, you know, he's a nice guy, I can do that. And this level, you know, he's hungry and thirsty and tired, and I understand that. But we kind of flip these things around. Like that, Jesus being born as a baby, is that his humanity or his divinity? What about Jesus on the cross? Is that his humanity or his divinity? It's marvelously both. Fully both. Because somehow divinity and humanity fit like hand in glove. Actually, probably a lot snugger than that. And humanity was always meant to be indwelt by divinity. That's why God can become man. And my friends, we should know, the Son of God became man so that man could become sons of God. Or as the Father said it, now let's hear this with the hardness of our hearts. As the fathers of the church said it, God became man so that man could become God.